So one of the things I always tell when I go out and talk to people about elder or senior financial fraud is the fact that there's a tsunami coming down the pike that not one group out there is ready for it. Whether you're an elder law attorney or you're a financial institution or you're a care provider or you're a doctor, we're just not ready for the amount of seniors that are getting ready to roll over into that senior group. So I'm a baby boomer, and so have already rolled over into that senior age group. And unfortunately, there's more people following me. And to the extent that we're not ready is very critical, because it's going to become a crisis, I think, very soon, of not having enough beds for people to be in, not enough people that understand about dementia and Alzheimer's. Financial institutions may not know enough about what they do in order to take care of their seniors, because financial institutions are actually considered first responders. We have eyes and ears on our senior customers far quicker than a lot of other industries do, because our customers are coming in and doing transactions with us or making phone calls into the bank, and we're hearing things on those phone calls by somebody in the background yelling at them or demanding for them to do something that they told them to already do. And so it's going to be a critical point. And so I try to go out and educate as many different groups as I can about the elder abuse. I'm sure you're well aware of it. But to understand what financial institutions do, you may not. So one of the things that I put in the slide packet was something that the U.S. Census Bureau did, a report done back in 2017, which indicated that 47.8 million is the number of people age 65 and older in the United States as of July 1st, 2015. This group accounted for 14.9% of the total population, and the age 65 and older population grew 1.6 million from 2014 to 2015. So that's a big increase. 98.2 million shows the projected population of people age 65 and older in 2060. I won't be around in 2060, hopefully not, but that's a lot of people that are aging over into that group. Of this number of people, 19.7 million will be 85 and older. That means we're living longer to an older age, which means that we have a higher ability of getting dementia or Alzheimer's or something happening to us. And so, again, that's another big group that people need to think about and realize that we're going to be having to take care of these people. And how do we take care of them, especially financially? On February 27, 2019, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced the release of a report identifying key facts and trends and patterns in elder financial exploitation and abuse. Don't know if you're aware of it, but financial institutions, as well as money processing businesses, such as Western Union and MoneyGram and what have you, are required to file something called a SAR, a Suspicious Activity Report. Well, back in 2013, it became mandated federally that financial institutions and money processing businesses start reporting elder fraud in these SARs. So if we had suspicious activity going on a senior's account, we were required to start reporting it as of 2013 when they first demanded that we started doing that. SAR filings on elder financial exploitation quadrupled from 2013 to 2017, because more and more people realized that they needed to file these things. More and more people realized that things were going on with our seniors that was suspicious activity, and we needed to report these. Yet these SARs likely represent only a small fraction, because I think, as you well know, elder financial exploitation is not reported that often. Seniors aren't likely to report it. Other people are more likely to report it to us than the seniors are. So out of all the SARs being reported, it's only a fraction of what's actually out there, which is very sad to realize that it is an enormous problem these days. Elder financial exploitation is not just happening at banks or credit unions. As I said, money service businesses used by many people to wire money, such as Western Union and MoneyGram, also have to file those. Older adults ages 70 to 79 lost on an average of 43,300. But when that older adult knew the suspect, that average loss increased to about $50,000.